Hello and welcome everyone to episode 47 of the Ducky O'Brien Show, and today we have more SBC gaming news. Today I'll be going over the Onion OS hotkeys for the Mew Mini Plus and the Mew Mini. There are so many and many of them are very convenient. As always, the audio version may not transfer over well, so I will include links for the video guide and the written article, as well as links to the official Onion OS documentation. Before we begin, I would like to thank you for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. Why don't we get into the episode? These are the hotkeys for Onion OS, so if you're using the SD card that came with the Mew Mini Plus or the Mew Mini and the default operating system, these may not apply to you. I will have everything timestamped below so you can skip around if you want to. Just as a note before we begin, a lot of these hotkeys require you to hold the menu button and press another button at the same time. If you take too long while holding the menu button, the default action is to save and exit to the main menu if you are in a game. You don't have to press the second input lightning fast, but you can't dilly-dally. Okay, now moving on to hotkeys that may help you troubleshoot some basic problems. This is one I use from time to time. When you add new ROMs and don't see the games listed, press select while in the main menu. You will see a menu option saying refresh all ROMs. Press A to refresh the ROMs list, and now your game should show up. You can also hold the menu button to do this, but I prefer using select. If the aspect ratio seems off to you, you can cycle through the different options by holding menu and pressing start. Now, I personally think the pre-configured settings are pretty much perfect, so I don't mess with it, but if you want to change it, you totally can. If the device is acting strangely, you can force a shutdown by holding the power button for around 5 seconds. Holding the power button for around 10 seconds will cut off the power completely. This last option is only for the Mew Mini Plus. On the original, you will need to disconnect the battery. Now moving on to hotkeys for general management. This is only for the Nintendo Game Boy, but you can swap palettes by pressing L2 and R2 in the game. There are so many palettes to choose from, by the way. If you want to take a screenshot in-game, hold menu and press the power button. They will be in the screenshots directory in the root of your SD card. If you want to return to the last game you created a save state for while in the main menu, you can double tap the menu button. I personally don't like this hotkey combination because I find it awkward to use, but someone out there may find it useful. If you want to bring up the RetroArch menu while in-game, hold menu and press the select button. This gives you access to a lot of options. For most people, you don't really need to change anything because it comes pre-configured for optimal performance with your Mew Mini Plus when using Onion OS. If you are playing a game and want to switch to a different one, pressing the menu button while playing a game will create a save state and bring up the game switcher. The save state used is in the auto slot. If you want to create a save state and exit the game, simply hold the menu button for a few seconds. If you want to save your game and turn off the Mew Mini Plus, hold the power button for a few seconds. While many people use this feature, and it definitely is very convenient, there have been a few cases of save states becoming corrupted. This is highly unlikely to happen, but if you are on the paranoid side, then I would suggest saving and then exiting to the main menu first. Then you can power off from either the menu itself or by holding the power button. Now moving on to save state management. I use a lot of save states in order to revisit sections of the game or to record footage for reviews. Save states are very necessary for me, and Onion OS makes it super convenient to use. Holding menu and pressing left or right on the D-pad will let you select the save state slot. Creating a save state will automatically increment the save state slot by 1, but sometimes I want to override a save state I previously made. Using this hotkey makes it very easy without having to go into RetroArch. You can also change the default setting to not increment if you want to. This is found in the RetroArch menu in Settings, Saving, and then increment save state index automatically. If you use more than 10 save states, I'd highly recommend changing the default maximum of 10 to the number you want to use. With the default setting, only the 10 most recent save states are kept, and the rest are deleted. I personally use on average 50 states for shorter games and anywhere from 100 to 150 for longer games. To change the setting, go to Settings, Saving, and a maximum auto increment save states to keep and increase it to the number you want. Holding menu and pressing R2 will save the state. This will auto increment to the next slot and then create a save state if you are already on the default RetroArch settings. Holding menu and pressing L2 will load the currently selected save state slot. Be very careful not to press the wrong button here. If you load instead of saving, you will lose all progress. In case you do make this mistake, do not panic like I did. Don't save or load anything. Simply go into the RetroArch menu by holding menu and pressing select, and then go into save states and then undo load state, and you should be good to go. In general, for good save state practice, it's a good idea to create at least one state for every hour of play, as well as save in the actual game itself if it allows you to. For most people who just focus on playing the game, doing 10 rolling save states should be more than enough. I personally don't use this feature a lot, but if you are looking to save time on grindy games, you can hold menu and press R to toggle fast forward. This will speed the game up and make grinding in games like Pokemon and JRPGs take less time. Simply repeat the key input if you want to turn fast forwarding off. This is handy if you want to make sure the game is running at full speed. Holding menu and pressing the X button will bring up the FPS counter. I personally don't use this while playing games, but I do use it when testing a handheld or emulator for review purposes. Now for the hotkeys that let you manage system settings. If you are using headphones or find the volume to be too low in general, you can hold start and press L2 or R2 to boost the volume. Pressing up or down on the physical volume buttons will reset the boosted volume. You can also reset the boosted volume by holding start and pressing L2 and R2 at the same time. If you need to silence your device quickly, you can toggle mute by pressing volume down and volume up at the same time. I found the buttons were close enough together to easily press them at the same time with my thumb. Sometimes it might take more than one try to mute it though. If you want to adjust your screen brightness, you don't need to go back into the main menu. Simply hold the menu button and press volume down or volume up to decrease or increase the brightness respectively. This is for the Miu Mini Plus. On the original Miu Mini, the default keybinds are holding select and then pressing L2 or R2. Now moving on to Drastic on Onion OS. The keybinds here are slightly different from using RetroArch because of the dual screen nature of the Nintendo DS. If you want to use Drastic, by the way, you will need to update Onion OS to version 4.3.0, which is a release candidate version as of this recording. Holding menu and pressing left or right on the D-pad will change the screen layout. I personally prefer having both screens up with one being smaller on the lower right-hand corner. Now, if you want to switch screens, pressing R2 will switch between the top and bottom screens. Pressing L2 will enable stylus input, which you can control with the D-pad. Holding A will simulate pressing down with the stylus. Now, if some DS games are running a bit choppy, you can try overclocking the Miu Mini Plus. You will need to edit the settings.json file found in the root directory, EMU, NDS, and then resources, and change the max CPU entry to 1800 on the Miu Mini Plus. On the original Miu Mini, I would leave it at 1600. Now to overclock, holding menu and pressing start will bring up the advanced menu for Drastic. You can scroll down to CPU and increase it to 1800 MHz if so desired. If the game starts crashing, bring down the CPU a bit. The default overclock of Drastic is 1500 MHz. Pressing menu and select will bring up the Drastic menu. There are a lot of options here, but most don't need tweaking for general play. These other hotkeys are a bit unique for Drastic. Holding menu and pressing X will take a screenshot. Holding menu and pressing B will switch between blur or pixel for the display. I personally prefer using pixel, which is the default. The rest of the save state and brightness and volume hotkeys are the same. Okay, that's gonna be it. What an extensive list of convenient hotkeys. This is why Onion OS has so many fans. I'll link the official Onion OS documentation on hotkeys if you want a handy reference sheet. Anyways, that's gonna be it. Thank you so much for dropping by and watching, and I hope this was useful for you. If you guys need help on anything, please feel free to let me know, and I'll try my best to get back to you. Okay, that has been episode 47 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. Thank you so much for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. If you guys have any feedback or would like for me to cover anything, please feel free to email me. My email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. That is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. Once again, the email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. You can also head over to my blog at duckyobrien.com. That should have the links to everything, to my YouTube channel, etc. if you want to contact me on different platforms. Anyways, that's going to be it. I'm having a blast with these retro handhelds. I am very obsessed with them. Anyways, as always, hope you guys are staying safe and sane out there, and I'll catch you guys next time.